I can even prioritize one of the macro levels. It's thinking mm-hmm. about the micro, especially given what I said when I started, which is things seem to be going kind of smoothly right now, and so you mm-hmm. I hate to rock the boat.
Right.
So it's like figuring out a micro. I have been, you know, thinking about this for 3 days, and I'm not coming up with anything, despite the fact that obviously I have something I could work on because I'm on the call.
What? Okay, so think back this month. Has there been an area that's been a challenge that seems to come up more often than not?
I think sometimes, so my 11-year-old, he has these disproportionate reactions to things that should seem not as big a deal as they become. And mm-hmm. So that, you know, the impulsivity or the over-emotionality or, and it's things, of course, that seem like I could have said the same thing an hour earlier and it would have been fine, but now for whatever reason, it's resulting in a freak out. And I haven't been able to figure out what, and maybe that's what I should take aim on, is just even doing the detective work to see if I can find a pattern.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. You want to take aim on uncovering the reason behind the outburst, right, or the
okay.
not inappropriate, the out of proportion reaction.
So this is actually a question. So when you're taking aim, you don't have to do all of the parts of the parenting action model at once?
No, gosh, no. No.
Okay, because
we just want to take aim. Just one step.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have done a better job of explaining that. No, taking aim is all we're doing today.
Okay.
Finding that area or that specific piece that we want to focus on. And then
oh, God, I thought
model,
I had to have a solution, too. Okay, good.
Oh, my gosh, no.
I feel better already. That would be like a 3-hour call.
Oh, no. Whew, sorry. I apologize, guys. No, we're just taking aim today. Only taking aim. So take a deep breath. Relax. You've done the hard work so far. You're done. You what you want to take aim on. I think that's great. I think that's absolutely great. Cool. So does that make sense?
Oh,
go
sorry.
Ahead, Sydney. No, you're good.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I want to focus on with my 12-year-old. So the big picture would be improving self-esteem.
Ooh, okay.
And the smaller item would be finding more moments to praise and acknowledge him. And probably also letting a lot more little things go. It seems like, you know, there's probably a lot of little things happening all day long
mm-hmm.
that he's getting corrected on.
Mm-hmm.
And so a combination of those two.
Okay. So can I push you just a little bit on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are we looking for ways to praise him, or are we taking aim on you finding things to let go?
Probably the bigger impact would be letting things go.
Letting things go. Okay, cool. So kind of along the lines of self-care, right? We're going to take aim on staying calm, helping you figure out when it's worth bringing it up and when it's worth keeping your mouth shut, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and I would say I stay calm, but it's just, you know, the little things that are every single day, you know, picking up after
right.
yourself, flushing the toilet,
mm-hmm.
you know, throwing, you know, wrappers on the floor. You know, just it's a million teeny tiny things. But I'm sure
yeah.
it gets old. And so I wouldn't say that I'm not calm, but I think he just feels like he's getting nitpicked a lot.
Okay. Okay. So let me just kind of go with me for a second here. Is it about expectations? Because I know a lot of times, you know, when we think about our kids with ADHD, and I know you guys know this, but, you know, from a developmental standpoint, they're 3 to 5 years behind their neurotypical peers, right? So even though intellectually a lot of our kids are off the charts brilliant, when it comes to things like social skills and executive function things, they can be 3 to 5 years behind their peers. And so often that pushes us as parents and teachers too to adjust expectations. And I'm not saying lower expectations. I'm just saying we need to meet our kids where they're at, right? So if you've got a 12-year-old from a developmental perspective, he may be more like a 9-year-old or even as young as a 7-year-old. And that's why a lot of times you see those kids get along well with kids that are a lot younger than them or kids that are a lot older than them because they're just not socially on a par with their neurotypical peer group. So for parents and for me too, I always have to remind myself, okay, is it realistic for me to expect my 11-year-old to be able to do the things that the other 11-year-olds do? Or is it more realistic for him to be able to function at the level of my 9-year-old, which brings a whole other host of challenges, right? But I remind myself that, and then that makes it easier for, anyway, makes it easier for me to let a few things go. So I guess my question is, when you think about that, is it more your expectation or is it more a desire to build up his self-esteem?
Well, the outcome is the esteem, but that's like the bigger thing. I think the smaller thing is probably, honestly, I think these are things that I've said 1,000 times. So I get, I think my general tone would be more intolerant or irritated. As opposed to, you know, just letting it go.
Okay. So we're going to focus on letting it go, take aim on letting it go?
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
Yeah. And okay. I think ultimately for me, it's like letting that irritation go, really, like not letting it bug me so much.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, you sounded a little bit unsure there. Are you sure?
Yep. No, that's really it. I think if I wasn't so irritated by it, which maybe is just, okay, you know, seeing it from a different perspective.
It might be. Yeah, it might be. But you're right. That's what we can focus on then for step two when we're doing the education piece and kind of just dig down into that and say, what is this all about? Why am I feeling so irritated? I love that. Perfect. Awesome. Who's next?
I'm Bria. I'm happy to go. Actually, what you guys all just talked about helped me take aim, and I think, I'm not sure if it's too big, but my aim is on fostering my own curiosity and learning some questions maybe to pose to my son so that he can start to notice when he like has to pee or is hungry, because those are the times when things get crazy. Some of the times, maybe it's when I have to pee or I'm hungry, but so it's like I want to support self-awareness would be the big, and the small might be finding a good way to help him tune into his body when I think he has to pee or when I think he's, so that didn't feel quite right. When I see him feeling upset, my aim is to have him notice his body. Too big?
No, I don't think it's too big. I'm trying to frame it in a way. It's tough because you can't get in his head, right? So I'm trying to frame it in a way, right, where, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so another way might be, I want to stop telling him, I think you should go pee now, or what about going pee, you know, like, so maybe it's just about stopping behavior on my end, which is all I really can do on some level, or starting a new behavior around, let's simplify it, peeing, instead of peeing and hunger.
Okay.
I want to stop telling my son when to pee so that he can learn to know when he has to pee, ideally before he pees in his pants, you know.
Okay. So we're going to focus on
help. Or, yeah.
Okay. So the focus is that we're going to take aim on helping him become more aware of his bodily urges, be they hunger or peeing or any of the above. So let's pick one, just so so peeing is the one that I've heard the most.
Sure.
Which is making me have to go to the bathroom. That's awesome. And then so in the next step, and we move on to educate, which will be part of our homework for next week, we can get really curious about, are there certain times of day, obviously when you first get up in the morning, things like that where you're noticing it more often and where he's ignoring it more often, I guess we could say. So not telling him, telling him to go is more of a solution, or even it's a strategy, and it may not be one that's working. But we want to take aim on helping him recognize that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Groovy. Perfect. Thank you. Phone with me on that one. I just wanted to make sure we got it down to something that resonated and was something real specific.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. Who wants to go next? How about, let me put it this way. We've got like 13 minutes left, and so I want to make sure everybody gets a good chance to check out. So is anyone struggling with what they want to take aim on?
Probably better to ask who's not struggling.
Everyone's struggling.
Do you mean figuring out what it is, or figuring out how to solve it?
Well, we're not trying to solve it right now. All we're doing right now is taking
right.
So you're asking if you're figuring out, or you're having problems figuring out how to solve the problem of taking aim.
How to solve the problem, which is not today's topic. So.
That was good. It's confusing. So I know at least three or four of us are feeling pretty good about taking aim. But this is what we're here for. So if there's an area that you're not sure about, if it's meeting the parameters or if it's real specific, we want to make sure we're getting all set up for success. So chime in, definitely. Let's walk through it.
Jeremy Alcohol. This is Tammy.
Okay.
Where I need to take aim is with my 11-year-old. He's kind of always picking on the 9-year-old. I think he's jealous of him, actually, is what it is. And he'll always bring up the 9-year-old. He'll always be picking on him when he needs to deal with something with himself. And because of all the neurological stuff, everybody's kind of way behind. So it kind of always ends up being, oh, you're a baby, and oh, it's all put down kind of stuff. And I really need to take aim on that because it's getting a lot worse. And I've had several conversations with them, him in particular, and it's not working. But I really think that, what I've really noticed over the last several weeks is that it comes up a lot more when there is something he doesn't want to deal with himself. He'll draw the younger one into it, you know?
So it's almost like an avoidance technique.
Absolutely. Yes, and he's extremely good at it. But the problem is that, and I can, I can see that he would want to do that. But the problem is that he's really hurting the 9-year-old's feelings, who has young feelings anyway, because he's got so many neurological things too. And they have the complete opposite brain, and I told them that. So that's my challenge, but, But that's what I've noticed when I've observed him doing these things.
So that's already part of the education piece that you're knocking out. And I think that's lots of sibling issues, very much a challenging area. Is there a specific, so you think specifically it happens, or more often than not it seems to happen when he's trying to not do something himself?
when he doesn't want to look at himself, when there's something that he's struggling with that he doesn't want to, you know, put the effort into or whatever. It's just a lot easier to bring him, his brother, into it and, you know,
mm-hmm.
say hurtful things to his brother, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we want to take aim on avoidance, it sounds like.
Yeah, I have to find I think I have to find a better way to help the 11-year-old deal with some things with himself, maybe.
Okay. Maybe more.
I've been working on this for so many weeks because it's been such a struggle. But that's
okay.
Kind of as far as I've gotten.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. So we're taking aim on, if you had to sum it up for me, what would you say?
Probably what it would be is, okay, take aim on when I notice the 11-year-old is having struggles, to take him aside a lot quicker than I do. But probably that would be it. Because if I don't, what it goes into is him, you know, calling his brother names and then hitting him and getting all unglued that way, all tangled up that way. So that's probably what I need to do first. It's just be more quick to
take
him aside. Yeah.
So that's a solution, right? Because the solution for right now is taking him aside. So you would say we want to take aim on when he's getting angry, right? Or when he's getting frustrated with his brother or taking things out on his brother?
I think it's more when he's starting to get all tangled up with himself.
Okay.
And then his solution to that would be
taking it out on
other people, right? Yeah.
Good. That's a great distinction. Thank you. I applaud you for that one. That's a tough one.
It's only because it's been weeks of trying to curious about it.
Yeah, but that's great. I mean, you're already putting the model into action, and we're only on step one.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Perfect. Great. Okay, cool. Who else can join in? I want to make sure that we're all pretty clear on what we're taking aim on. And just so you know, we're going to take aim on something every week. It can be the same every week or every session, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, just because this week we're taking aim on sibling relations or self-awareness or whatever our specific thing is. You know, if next week something else is more important or bubbling up, we can take aim on that. We can always, you know, adjust and move on to whatever we need to move on to make things better at home. So don't feel like you have to be 100%, you know, committed to what we decide on today, because I'm not going to hold you accountable to that unless you want me to. And next week, if you change your mind, that's totally fine too.
Great. I was going to ask that question. I took aim on the peeing because I want to really keep it simple so that I can learn the model. But that I have other things I'd like to take aim on, but I just wanted to start somewhere that would help me learn.
Good. Perfect. I think that's the perfect thing. Yeah, we've got a whole year together, so, which is awesome because we're going to make so many great strides this year. And we want to focus on what's going to work for you, and I want you to do the same thing, right? So if this week it's peeing and next week it's sleep or eating or, you know, next month it's something else, that's fine. You don't have to carry the same theme through every session. The important thing is that we just understand the model and we know how to apply it.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Who else wants to share? Okay.
How many people are on the call? I'm just curious. I kind of missed that.
How many people are on the call? Let me get back to my little screen here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. Plus me.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I am cognizant of the time, and I don't want to rush anybody off, so I want to make sure that everyone's really clear and this is the time to ask questions before we do our checkout.
Hey, I have one really, it's actually probably a bigger question than our time allows, but is there a different call or an article or something on the website about how you translate the work we're doing on the call and the steps that we're taking ourselves to our spouses who are supportive, but, you know.
Good question. Very good question.
Good question, absolutely. There are several articles on the website.
Okay.
About, you know, suggestions or things to think about or look at when you are not on the same page with your partner or spouse in terms of parenting. Elaine has several.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is less about not being on the same page as my style would be like more directive as opposed to bringing along. So he's not opposed to anything. He appreciates the fact that I take the lead.
Sure.
At least that's the way I look at it.
But
I want to be able to, I don't want to say, oh, look, you're doing this wrong, or, you know, you need to do this instead, because it feels like the point of this program is so much about your own internal sort of light bulb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just thinking about that. So maybe that can be a later call, because I guess, you know, that's just something I've been thinking about.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think that's a great question, because I think that's something that we can definitely take aim on in the later call, because there's a lot wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
And there's some great articles on the website already.
Okay.
Saying. So, oh yeah, definitely. But we can certainly incorporate that into, you know, one of our next sessions, because I think that that's a challenge for a lot of us. So I love that. And keep in mind that your partners and spouses, if they want to, can listen to the recordings as well. You guys can take turns. There's some couples that dial in at the same time. So that's always an option too.
Okay.
If you think that would be helpful. Cool. All right. So checking out, like I said, checking out's really important because it helps us kind of process what we talked about today and make sure that we're really clear on what our next steps are. And it's also a good chance to hear from everybody again. So who would like to go first with the four questions? Anyone needs to jump off right at in 2 minutes? You go first. Oh, did I hear somebody?
Hey, it's Bria. I guess I could go.
Thank you.
It's question one, what did I focus on?
Mm-hmm.
Helping my son be more aware of what he needs in the moment or if he has to pee.
Perfect. What is your aha from today's class or takeaway?
I think it's just to let things go. That was what I heard someone talking about, and that's, you know, something that plays into this whole piece. Like, I can find a way to support his awareness, but I just have to let it go, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I
have to let his process be his process.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires a lot of letting go.
That's huge. That is so hard. Good for you. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, that's easy to say. It's going to be harder to do, but it makes sense.
So knowing is half the battle, right?
Yeah. And then what's my clarity takeaway? I guess that's just to, like, that I can do something. That's my takeaway, that I have power to make, you know, change in myself, and that's going to impact people well if it's positive. Realistic action, just trying to be more aware of myself.
Okay.
Or to take a breath before I say anything would be a goal, like a good thing.
I like that.
And then how do I set myself up for success? Just taking better care of myself in general.
That's awesome.
Like, the self-care is my kind of big focus. So, I don't know. Does that work?
That's perfect. No, that's absolutely perfect. That's what's going on in your mind right now. Those are the things that we touched on that resonated for you. And self-care is huge. And, you know, I think as parents of ADHD kids, a lot of times we put ourselves last because we think it's selfish to put ourselves first. And it's much easier to do everything than to ask for help. So, again, I think one of the bravest things that
any parent can do is ask for help and recognize that they need to take care of themselves first. So I applaud everybody for, again, being on this call, and I applaud you for going first and for checking out and doing such an awesome job. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll listen to the rest.
You can hop off if you want to.
Okay.
Okay. Groovy.
This is Sydney. I have to almost laugh because obviously my thing was around letting go. But so what I ended up focusing on or paying most attention to was that really it's more about a shift in myself. And so the takeaway was, the letting go. But my next two were basically the exact same as the last person, which was taking a deep breath, you know, and exhaling, and then self-care. So I was just laughing at the fact that as I was going through it, I came up with the exact same responses.
Isn't that great? I mean, that's what's so awesome about these calls is we all have similar challenges, right? And the solutions can be similar too. And it's great to hear that other people struggle with the same things and that we can all arrive at the right answer or the right answer for us together. I love it. Awesome. Who else?
I'll go next. This is Jennifer. My clarity was just about the process. My focus was just on the process because in my enthusiasm leading up to the calls and like looking at stuff and watching videos and reading, in my enthusiasm, I was not as clear about what the process was. And so my takeaway, which is a huge relief, is that I don't have to do it all at once. That if I can just focus on taking aim, that we can make baby steps and that we'll get there eventually. And it doesn't have to happen today because on my list of things to do, it was going to be taken care of today. So I'm gonna let that go.
Love it.
And that is like, I'm just going to echo what other people said. It's the realistic action step is letting go of, you know, the need to take care of it all today and just being present in and having that curiosity to do my taking aim is going to do the detective work on the emotionality, big reactions. And to be able to do that, I know I have to be present. And my action steps are, you know, my exercise, my food, and really having a lot of gratitude for all the good things that are happening because I feel like I've had a lot of clarity in the last 2 weeks that when I approach it from there's a ton of good stuff that's going on, it's really been making a huge difference. So I'm just going to try to keep that up.
Awesome. 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 There was a lot there. There was a lot there.
My list for today was long, so I can cross things off.
So we're crossing them all off. Good. Well, I'm glad you got some, at least we're able to cross a lot of things off your list by realizing you don't have to do them all today. That's all it does feel good to cross things off the list. I'm with you there.
Exactly.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay. Who hasn't gone? Tammy?
Yep. Probably the biggest when I was talking to you is just to pay more attention to Dennis, to the 11-year-old, to Dennis, when he's having such struggles with himself. I think that was the biggest aha for me. And just to keep, I just have to keep trying to pay attention to that. Because they're both really being hurt by it, you know. But but they're in total opposite ways. That's why it's such a big thing. And I think that was a big aha too. So two big ahas about that. It's been a struggle for a few, several weeks now. So,
So what's your realistic action step to take?
Well, to start with compassion, I always have to start with compassion. I have to take a breath and just start with compassion about that. And then just, I guess my thing would be to help them both realize how awesome they are, how magnificent they are. That's my thing. So that's probably my next thing, take them, you know, together and just have that conversation with them again. Yeah.
I love that. That's a perfect way to set yourself up for success, is to remember how awesome they are. And then that'll help you with your action step. Yeah. I love it.
Even though they're so, even though they're so different, they're so, the brains are totally different.
And
it's hard for them to see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love it.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, did everybody go? It's looking like everybody went. Who am I missing? If somebody didn't go, they're hiding, right? Just kidding. Okay, great. Yay, first call done. Awesome. Great job, everybody. So we are meeting next week. Don't hesitate to give me a call, shoot me a text, email me, tag me on Facebook, whatever, if you have any questions, or Elaine or Diane. And Elaine and Diane are going to be popping in and out of calls each week, too. So it'll be me primarily, but some weeks you may have both Elaine and I, or Diane and I, or just Elaine or just Diane. But for the most part, it'll be me. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how everyone's weeks go. Have a great weekend, you guys. Thanks for being here.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.